Thank you for this opportunity to address you. I'd like to acknowledge my colleague Sean Lisson, who helped with this research. And the research was driven by a lack of quantitative measurement of nutrient loss from intensive cropping systems in our state. So the objectives were to explore using model simulation the impact of a range of current management in our intensive cropping systems, particularly nitrogen balance. And this hopefully would give us some understanding of, as I said earlier, the nutrient loss at a catchment scale in our state. And we wanted to identify potential improvements to managing nutrient losses. We used a farming systems model with the acronym APSIM, Agricultural Productivity Simulator Model. It's been tested in a range of environments and has multiple inputs to run it. In our cropping system, it's varied, as Lee Sparrow mentioned, and we have a whole range of crops from our poppies in the centre there to onions to grain crops, pastures and broccoli, so there's a considerable range there. And this demonstrates the seven farms we looked at in detail, and each column represents a year in the rotation sequence, so it's a fairly complex rotation that they're farming with. Although the soils in the area are dominated by red volcanic loams, this study looked at a range of soils in a fairly tight spatial area, from black cracking clays on the left there, red volcanic loams, to sandy windblown soils. So a fair range of soil types. We checked our model performance against farmer records, and the model performed reasonably well, we think. And for instance, the top row there in terms of yield, farmers had measured yields of 55 to 65 megagrams per hectare or tonnes per hectare, and our model predicted 58 to 65. So we were fairly comfortable with the model performance. Looking at the outputs of our modelling, crop drainage was modelled, and we did this with 25 years of past climate data and ran it for each crop over the past climate on each farm. And the central crops there are the crops grown over the winter period, so the wheat, the rye and the pasture, and they had the greatest crop drainage factors or losses. And on the left you can see that the potatoes there had some extremes. And these were when irrigation events were associated with high rainfall events during the growing season. In terms of looking at the crop demand for nitrogen versus the supply, most of the crops had similar rates of supply versus the crop demand. The exception were potatoes on the left there, where there was approximately a 90 kilogram difference per hectare, 90 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, difference between the supply or the nitrogen applied to the crop versus that taken up and removed in the crop. We looked at the residual N in the soil, so we measured soil N as an indicator of what was left behind after the crop. And you can see that the three potato crops we looked at in the year of measurement had a big range of residual nitrogen. One farm in particular had a huge residual, but most of the other crops had little residual nitrogen. So comparing where that nitrogen was in the soil profile, the dashed line indicates before this growing season, the solid line after the growing season. And you can see that for the three potato crops, there was quite a difference where that nitrogen remained in the profile. So the two, the centre on the right, a lot of the nitrogen was left in the surface soil. But one crop, one potato crop had residual nitrogen quite a way down the profile. On the left here, there's a bulge here down at 75 centimetres, whereas the other two, it's in the surface soil. So some leaching event had taken a lot of the nitrogen down the profile. So a model looked at the amount of nitrogen leached below the root zone. So our estimated root zone was 80 centimetres, so a fairly deep rooting crop. And the mean for potatoes here was about 25 kilograms nitrogen per hectare. But in some cases there's a huge range, and a big extreme up here, up to nearly 140 kilograms nitrogen per hectare, can be leached below the root zone. That's due to rainfall coming in association with irrigation events. So we can get big rainfall events, storm events, that can result in big nitrogen leaching losses. We did our model losses over whole farms, looking at the range of crops grown on the whole farm, and we modelled that for every crop over the 25 years of climate data. And you can see there how, just comparing the two farms in the red circles there, there can be a big range. So that the farm three, which was on a sandier soil, had very high nitrogen inputs, 480 kilograms nitrogen per hectare applied, which is high, and had a lot of irrigation applied, can result in a lot of nitrogen being lost from the whole farm. Most of that loss is under the potatoes, but it still amounts in the whole farm losing a lot of nitrogen. Whereas farm five, no potatoes in the rotation, and had a clay soil with not much leaching going on. So the losses can be low on some farms. We looked at alternative management options for potato growing, and compared one farm looking at what they're doing now with what they might do. So this is current management here, looking at how much nitrogen might be applied and looking at the irrigation. So we looked at two alternatives of splitting the nitrogen application and changing the irrigation scheduling. So just by changing the irrigation interval, so reducing that to when there was a water deficit, what we could do is we could reduce the amount of nitrogen leached significantly from here, from 53 to 6 kilograms nitrogen per hectare. When we looked at changing the nitrogen application to reducing the basal nitrogen and putting it more as a split application through the season, we could also reduce the nitrogen loss significantly. And then when we combine the nitrogen, split nitrogen application with decreased irrigation interval, we almost eliminated the nitrogen leaching. But it's interesting here to note that we could maintain or even increase the yield up to nearly the maximum. And what convinced us this could actually work is one farmer was actually practicing this, and those were what yields he was getting. So improved irrigation and nitrogen management can work from the farmer's point of view and from the environmental loss point of view. So what we found in summary then, the water supply is greater than the water use for all the crops grown in the area due to our winter dominance of rainfall, and there are substantial leaching losses for all the crops. Nitrogen uptake is near or exceeds nitrogen supply for all crops except the potato, which has a far greater loss. And the potato loss is up to four times greater than all the other crops grown. And there is a wide variability in nitrogen leaching and loss rates. So what we recommend for our potato managers is to move to deficit-based irrigation, reduce fertiliser rates at the basal time and split it during the crop. And that's all for now. Thank you.